Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
76450.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. And can I get your name, please?
Connie Dooley.
Thank you, Ms. Connie.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
This ad that comes up on my iPhone about the mixer for $2.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you get in there and put your credit card information in, it comes up that it's $3.95, and then it goes to another screen and it wants your credit card information for the second time. What's up with that?
And you're paying that bill, are you paying that just for that shipping, right? Because that's what they will ask for your card information for, to pay that shipping.
It's supposed to be $2 shipping. And when I put all my credit card information in, it comes up that it's $3.95 instead of $2. And then they want my credit card information the second time.
Yes, ma'am. But that's, if it was for two products, yes, ma'am.
No, it's not for two products.
You didn't order two products.
It was for the $2 mixer from Walmart.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have that website also. You may want to just read over it.
What do you mean, read over it? I read it.
Oh, okay.
It says it's $2 for shipping.
It's a contest entry, ma'am.
When you give them your credit card number, it comes up that it's charging your account $3.95 instead of $2. And then it wants your credit card information again. Is this a scam?
No, ma'am, it's
it
not.
It smells like a scam.
Well, that is unfortunate. All our calls are on a recorded line, ma'am. And everything that the account would be billed for, you do see it before you ever. And I can give you that website if need be, ma'am, and it can answer some questions for you. Would you like that?
What?
A website for whatever product you're trying to order? Or you're trying to enter in for that mixer?
Yeah, I was trying to get the mixer for
$2.
Right. What it advertised. But it's obviously a scam.
No, ma'am, it's not. I can give you that website and you can read over it and you'll see, ma'am, it's not a scam.
Well, I read everything on there is to read, and it still charged my credit card $3.95 instead of the $2, and then it goes.
That could have been from the you got a Discover card.
I've got a Capital One card.
Yes, ma'am. I was just asking because I know different banks have different things going on where they may build the account for different products, ma'am.
Give me that other number to call.
You want another number to call?
Yes, I do. They've already charged my credit card $3.95, and then they go in and want my credit card again.
Let me see if I can get you pulled up, if you don't mind. I'd like to see what's going on. All right, what's your first name, ma'am?
Connie.
And that's C-O-N-N-I-E? All right. And your last name?
Dooley.
And I want to make sure I spelled it correctly. D-U-E-L-E-Y or L-Y?
No. D-O-O-L-E-Y.
I can't believe I missed that.
What is your name?
It's Artarius.
What?
It's Art. They call me Art. A-R-T.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. And I answered in your name, Miss Cunny. It didn't get the account pulled up. So have you, you said, and you said, yes, you said you was billed, right? Did you get an order confirmation?
No. Because I wouldn't give him my credit card information twice. I'd already given it to him once, and they charged me $3.95 instead of the $2. And then it goes to another page where it wants my credit card information again. There's something not right there.
Hey, yes, ma'am. Everything is stated in the terms and conditions about how the account will be billed. But by you haven't really been billed, because I think we would have been able to get you pulled up unless these charges aren't with us, Ms. Dooley.
Well, is it going to be $3.95, $2?
I can't even get your account pulled up because it didn't bill you all the way. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me another number.
All right, this the number where if you reach the customer service for that, you reached the right place, and that's why I said you can give me your email or anything that you put on that file. I can get you pulled up.
My email is cdo15@hotmail.com.
All right, cdo15.
Yes.
All right. All right. Hopefully this gets you pulled up, man. No, ma'am. That didn't get it pulled up.
Well, something squirrely, because y'all have already got all my credit card information.
We don't, but think about it, ma'am. If we would have had that information, it'll come up in the system. Our system is not recognizing none of your information.
Surprise, surprise. Okay, thanks.